Bring the blessing into manifestation. Believe you receive your healing as you listen to the Word of God today. Join Gloria Copeland on the Believer's Voice of Victory as she teaches from Healing School, a place to receive your healing.
Well, in Healing School, you know, we go to the healing word, amen. What happens when you hear the word and receive it? Faith comes. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the receiver out there has got to agree with it and believe it, and faith comes, amen. So we always just go to the scriptures in Healing School and feed our faith. And then we let Jesus just heal our bodies. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And this is a wonderful, marvelous place together. This is a blessed building. I'm telling you, Ken and I enjoy coming to this place and preaching. And we're glad you're here today. So, Lord, help us. Give us utterance today. Give us hearing and understanding. We thank you for clarity of the word. Thank you for it, Jesus. We love you this morning, Jesus. Thank you for bearing our sins, bearing our sicknesses, our diseases, and taking the stripes so that we can all live in divine health. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Somebody says, well, how, if I keep getting healed, how will I ever die? Dying is no problem at all. Nobody's ever had any trouble doing that. What happens? Well, I believe we'll get to go in the rapture, which would mean we are changed in the twinkling of an eye and out of here. But if you have your own rapture, what happens to you? Your spirit, you, leaves your body, and your body has no life about it. You still have life. You're still alive. Really, when you think about it, that body was a lot of trouble anyway. It wanted to get fat. It wanted to be lazy. It stinks if you don't do something to it. We'll just leave that old body and go. Glory to God, and get a resurrected body. Hallelujah. Mm-mm-mm. These things are real, and I always believe Jesus is coming soon. And I'm going to stay ready. You know, even if he doesn't come in the rapture soon, well, give us all another 100 years, and we'll all be out of here anyway. Amen. You might live to 150 or so. I don't know. But we have no fear of death. That old man that had a fear of death, dead, he died. That old man was crucified with Christ. And we are new creatures. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We've been born again. The good things in the book belong to us. Healing belongs to us. Bless the Lord. We're not receiving something that we have to talk Jesus into the idea of doing this morning. Healing's his idea. Amen. Healing's in the Bible before Jesus was manifested in the earth. God always has made a way for his people to be healed. And all we have to do is just believe the word and receive it. Amen. And we'll have it. Amen. So that's what we're doing this morning. Now, we're going to go to the word. And first of all, I'll remind you that you know this, but faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. You might be somebody who's thinking this morning, well, you know, I've never had any faith in that stuff. Well, you probably never did get healed either. So what you need to do is listen to the word this morning and believe it. Amen. That is faith. Faith is there when you do that. And then when we pray, well, you just receive it like everybody else. Hallelujah. So let's start with, I think I'll start with Galatians 3 this morning. We're just going to take our medicine today. You know, the Bible says that the word is medicine to our flesh. So in Galatians 3:13, this key information we have that changes everything says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. So we know that everything that was under that curse, which included every bad thing there could be, It was poverty. Poverty's under the curse. Sickness is under the curse. All bad things is under that curse. And you look it up in Deuteronomy 28, and the scripture says that all these things are under the curse. It says all these things are under the blessing. And the Bible teaches us that if we're in Christ Jesus, the blessing of Abraham belongs to us. Amen. How many of you know Abraham was rich? Amen. And he was healed. Amen. He didn't go around rich and sick. No. He went around rich and healed. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Well, we're blessed. That's a big word. It covers everything that's bad in this earth. The whole curse is something that we don't have to deal with, because Jesus bore the curse for us. So this is that scripture. This is a very important scripture. In your finances, in your body, it says Christ, this is Galatians 3:13. Well, it says in 11, let's go up there. The end of 11 says, the just shall live by faith. So there's no question about whether it's God's will for you to be a faith person or not. What is a faith person? A faith person is the one who believes what's in the Word rather than what you see or experiencing at the moment. And so today we're dealing with faith, but it's true in finances. It's true in every area of your life. You can and should be living by faith. The just, those who are right with God, shall live by faith. Hallelujah. I'll just read through to 13. And the law is not of faith. We're not under the law. The man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ has redeemed us, that's you and me, from the curse of the law. Now it says in the Bible, all that curse, it's everything bad. You can't come up with a bad thing that you don't find a semblance of it in the curse. Every sickness, every disease is under the curse. Christ has redeemed us from it just the same way He redeemed us from sin. Same time, same sacrifice. He took sin and the results of sin, which was the curse, in His own self on the tree, so that you and I could live in health and healing and prosperity and blessing. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, or those without a covenant, other than the Jewish nation, the Gentiles, could come upon the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Amen. Now, when it says we're under the blessing and we're delivered from the curse because Jesus took the curse for us, man, that is big. That is big. That means everything bad that you can think of that was written in the scripture about the curse. I mean, there wasn't anything you could find. You couldn't have anything bad you couldn't cover in that curse. It was bad. It was bad. But you can't find anything that you need of prosperity, blessing, healing, health, peace. You can't find anything that you need that's not in the blessing. I mean, the curse was huge, but the blessing was huger. It included everything bad. If you're in Christ Jesus, and if you're not you're just one decision away. Amen. That decision is to make Jesus the Lord of your life, and then this blessing comes on you, and you get born over again. Isn't that great? How many of you are glad you could get born again? Yeah. Glory to God. Man, I wouldn't want to stay the way I was, would you? And you get born again, the Bible teaches you that we become new creatures, or the word would be new creations. We're born over again. When you got born again, you became a new creature that's never been before. A creature that's like God, the life of God, eternal life, this spiritual death was wiped away. Sickness, disease was wiped away. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you were a what? A new creature. Aren't you glad you're not the old creature? How many of you are glad you're not that old creature? Oh, my. Now we are new creatures in Christ Jesus, born again. That means literally, our spirit man was born again in the likeness of God, in righteousness and true holiness. Hallelujah. Now we live up to what's happened to us at the new birth. And you know, you can hardly do that without the Word of God and knowing God's will for things. We grow up by faith. We grow up believing what we read in the Bible, that we are new creatures, that we have been forgiven, that we are healed, that we do walk in love. Hallelujah. We walk in love. That's our commandment. That's what new creatures do. Say, well, I don't know if I'm too good at that. Well, you get good at it. Love is our commandment. It's not our option. It's not a choice. You walk in love if you're going to be walking in the kingdom freely and blessed and prosperous. Glory to God. And you walk in faith. That's how we got in there. That's how we got born again. We made Jesus the Lord of our lives. We were born over again. Then we keep walking by faith, believing what we see in this written word. And that's why it's so important that you spend time in the Word. Your whole wonderful future is in this Bible. Because you learn what is God's will. And when you read the Word, faith comes. And you get stronger and stronger. And your mind gets what? Renewed. It learns how to think in line with God instead of against God. You don't even want to think about how you used to think. Glory to God. As Brother Norville used to say, it was ignorance gone to seed. But we get born over again. We receive the Holy Spirit that comes to dwell in us and teach us, lives in us all the time, direct our paths. Hallelujah. Woo! We got it made, church. So we are new creatures. You don't get born again and then live like everybody else, talk like everybody else. No, you start walking by faith, and that's when you start walking by faith, your faith brings a blessing into manifestation. A lot of people get born again and they never hear enough word to know they're even supposed to walk by faith. But that walking in the Word is what causes the born again creature that's new and marvelous and wonderful. But if he doesn't know what God says, he doesn't know how to live. And so he'll be sick like everybody else. He'll be broke like everybody else. He'll talk like everybody else. But we're not those people. No, we've been born over again, and we know we're in the Word. We stay in the Word. Amen? So in Galatians 3, it tells us that Jesus himself redeemed us from the curse of the law being made a curse for us. For it's written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Everything we receive is through faith. If you don't believe it, you can't have it.
Amen.
That makes sense, doesn't it? How could you receive it if you didn't believe it? So most of you have been born again. You've already made that transition, but maybe you haven't. A lot of people are raised in churches that don't teach the new birth, don't teach you how to be born again. Amen. So that first decision, that's the most important decision of your life, is to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Take him as your Lord and Savior. And you know, I didn't know very much. I knew only enough to get born again when I got born again. So I said, Lord, take my life. I make you my Lord. Take my life and do something with it. And I had no idea that he would do this with it. I never even had been to a spirit-filled meeting, never heard of a spirit-filled church, didn't know any word much. I just happened to find that by the Spirit in a Bible Ken's mother had given him. And she said, Ken Precious, seek ye first, she used the scripture in Matthew, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Well, you know, God talks to you where you are. Things, man, that stood out to me. I believed in Jesus, and I'd been baptized in water, but I'd never made him the Lord of my life because I didn't know to. So I centered up on the things. Ooh, all these things. Man, I could use a lot of things here. I thought, this is great. I saw where he cared for the birds. And I thought, well, if he cares for birds, he cares for me. I mean, it was simple faith, but it got the job done. Hallelujah. And I said to the Lord, take my life and do something with it. Now, I didn't know anything about Pentecostals. I never heard of a full gospel church. I didn't know anything about anything in the spirit realm or about the reality of heaven, days of heaven on the earth. And so I just started reading that Bible. And oh man, I saw where God cares for the birds. I thought, if he cares for birds, he cares for me. Man, it did something for me. Hallelujah. And I began to read, and so my story went on. Then Ken and I, we received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and then things began to change. Then we got under the Word, and things really began to change. We began to listen to Kenneth Hagin. Ken's mother was a real strong believer in his dad, and she had Brother Hagin's tapes, and she had everything. I mean, she went after. And Ken was her only child, and he was her great prayer, not problem exactly, but he was her great project. That's a good word. He was her great project, her only darling child. And so she prayed. And so when he married me, she wasn't very happy. Well, I'd never met her, and he didn't. And she didn't know he was married for a little while. And you know, that just doesn't go over big with mothers. If you'll just remember that, children, it doesn't go over big with mothers. So when I met her, I thought, man, she's the meanest looking woman I ever saw. She didn't portray that gushy kind of love toward me. But she was a fine, wonderful woman, and they were strong Christians in what they knew. And so... God, there's hope for everybody. I mean, you never know. You might have been praying for those kids for years and think, well, it's just nothing working. But see, here's the deal. You stay with it. You keep praying. Amen. You keep causing people to come across their paths by your prayers. And one day you'll get this call and they'll say, Mama, guess what happened to me? Man, I was in this church, and it's like, I just couldn't help myself. I just went down to the front, and I got born again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we never quit on our prayer projects until they're finished.
Praise the Lord, Sister Gloria. This is Sandra from right here in Woodbridge. She said, first of all, 4 years ago, she had a healing that took place right here in this meeting that was so powerful that it influenced her doctor, who's now in church. Praise God.
Gloria, this is Sandra. She was ran over with a cleaning cart in 2005, had torn ligaments in her shoulders, had to have surgery on her feet, and was in therapy. When you prayed today, she feels now no pain. She can bend her knees. She can raise her feet. She has not been able to do that. She can bend and walk. She feels totally restored.
Did you say she was run over by
a cleaning cart at work and had to have surgery?
Cart. I've never heard that testimony before.
For 3 weeks, she's been suffering from excruciating pain in her neck, going down into her back. Said she didn't have freedom of motion, but this morning when you and Pastor Tracy spoke to backs, spoke to necks, she said she felt the power of God come on her, and now she's got free range of motion in her neck today.
Praise God. Awesome. Thank you, Jesus.
The Holy Spirit dealt me that because I wouldn't move. And I just kept on praising him. And he said, be obedient and get up there and tell them what I've done for you.
Praise God.
And I thank you. No, it wasn't 4 years ago you said, they did what? I said, they ran me over at work. You came down, and when I told you my story, you just laughed. And I said, Dr. Stabile, if you're out here, look at me now. And I'm still going strong for Jesus. Woo! You see me? I'm just moving it now because it feels so good. Every time I moved, it was a constant pain. It was a pain that wouldn't even let up. From the top of the spine to right across the top, my back and left shoulder, right shoulder was pain. Pain like I've never experienced. I mean, I have been through some pain, but this was something different. And I couldn't bend my head down. I couldn't go back. I teach 22-year-olds and 3-year-olds, so it was hard each day. And I prayed, and I would anoint myself with oil, and I would tell the devil, you're a lie. I said, I'm not going to receive this. And then my doctor that I was going to for my feet and hip, he said, well, you know, arthritis is setting in from your injury that you had when you got hit and stuff. I said, oh, no, it ain't. I said, I don't receive that in the name of Jesus. And he said, you know what? Your faith is something. He said, you told me you was going to get healed in your feet, and I did. And I said, you know, I'm just going to keep on praying on it and keep trusting God. And I'm going to that convention, and I'm expecting you, Father. That's what I said this morning. I said, Father, I'm expecting you to show up and take care of this in Jesus' name. You got to believe the word. You have to act on it. If you don't act on it, it won't work for you. When I was sitting there, I felt that warmth. Like I said, that warmth came over me. And then it was like shooting through my feet, and it just moved all the way on up. Every area that I've ever had a problem with, that fire. And it was like, and the lady was sitting next to me, she was like, God kept going, ooh, hallelujah, thank you. And then she put a hand on my back. Well, I was, and because she saw me going, and she said, oh my goodness. And I was like, whew, and I just couldn't sit still. And then I was sitting there just praising God. And he said, well, you need to get on up there and tell them, because I wasn't going to get up. I said, let the other people go. I've got mine. He said, no, you're going to get up and tell them what I've done for you. Be obedient. And you know what? We need to obey. When he tells us to do something, because we never know who may be out there that we may be blessing. And you want to give him all the honor and glory that's due him, because he did so much for us. No man on this earth has suffered as much as Christ did for us. And he counted all joy. Like that song they sang? When he was on the cross, he had me on his mind. I thank you, Jesus. Way back then, over 2,000 years ago, before I was even thought of, he knew me. And he knew I'd be here today. Oh, what an awesome God we serve.
Come to the Southwest Believers Convention June 30th through July 5th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in downtown Fort Worth, Texas. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for a week-long conference that'll change your life. There'll be live Spanish interpretation, pre-service prayer with Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons, and exciting services for both children and teens. Come to a special partner meeting with Kenneth Copeland Friday morning, then join Gloria Copeland for Healing School Saturday. It's all free June 30th through July 5th at the Southwest Believers Convention. For more information, go to kcm.org/southwest. For more than 30 years, Gloria Copeland has taught God's Word on health and healing. And now she wants to help you learn how to receive your healing. God wants you well, and He wants you to experience life free from sickness, disease, and pain. Through the Receive Your Healing package, you can renew your mind as you learn what God's health plan is for you. You can even discover how to override health issues that run in the family. This package by Gloria Copeland includes a book, God's Will for Your Healing, the 6-CD Healing School series, and Healing Confessions CD to activate the healing power of God through the spoken word. Also included is Brother Kenneth Copeland's prescription healing brochure to help keep God's prescription for health in front of your eyes. You don't have to wait any longer. Take part in God's health plan today.
Side effects include a healthy body, freedom from pain, renewed outlook from God's Word. They may also include joy, peace, restful sleep, and boundless energy. Take part in God's health plan. Discover how to be free from health issues that, quote, run in the family. Order the Receive Your Healing Package for $24.99 and enjoy a special savings of 45%. Go to kcm.org/TV special and request your package today. Make the quality decision to live whole according to God's Word. For an additional 10% off, order your package online. For this and other products on healing by Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org.
Today's offer is Receive Your Healing Package. Order your package today. Speaking healing scriptures over yourself is the key to staying healed and whole, believing what you say and say it over yourself. Let these things strengthen you. Let the Word of God strengthen you. I have a list of healing scriptures. I've been at it a long time, but when I have the symptom try to come on my body, I go to the scripture and I go to my list and I receive it. I take it like medicine. That's the way the Bible teaches us in Proverbs 4. It's like medicine to our flesh. It's God's will for you to be healed. Go to kcm.org and get more information on it. Get the DVDs, the CDs. I'm going to pray for your healing right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift everybody up before you right now in the sound of my voice. I speak to you to be healed right now from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Be made whole. Now you say, I take my healing. I have it. It's mine. I am healed. My body's healed. My mind's healed. Whatever it is, call yourself healed and speak that way about yourself. Our next healing school will be at the Southwest Believers Convention on Saturday, July the 5th. The whole meeting is from June 30th to July the 5th. So come be in the meeting with us. Hear the word. Get your faith built up. Prosper. Glory to God. Build your faith and don't let it slip. Put your eyes and your ears on the Word of God, even between now and that time. Always spend time in the Word. Spend time in the Word every day. The Word of God in your heart develops your faith for healing, for prosperity, for your well-being of your family, or whatever it is you need. It takes faith to change things. Faith in God's Word. And if you don't know what the Word says, you don't have the faith. Without the faith, things don't change. It is His will that you be healed. It is His will that your children and your family be intact. Come to the meeting. Come excited. Bring people with you. For more information, go to kcm.org. I'll see you again tomorrow. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Build your faith and be transformed by the Word of God. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. Continue your studies with this week's product offer. Order your copy today and let these word-based teachings help you live in victory. Receive God's grace abounding toward you and live in the blessing.